We're back on the News Hour on Fridays. It's the Illini Notebook. Brian Barnhart is here, voice of the Fighting Illini. It's brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Beru's, and Seven Saints. Illinois tomorrow against the Maryland Terrapins. It's a 2:30 kick on the road. You'll hear it here on DWS. 1 o'clock game day coverage begins. Brian, first up, let us take a look back at the history of these two teams meeting up. Okay, we've done that.
There is no history.
These are conference rivals, or conference foes, I should say, but they have no history. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think Illinois is the last team Maryland has not played since they've joined the Big Ten. And you would think along the way, somewhere they would have met somewhere yonder back years ago, but they just never did. And here it is. Maryland's in year 102 of football, Illinois 129, and first meeting.
These are two teams in programs in somewhat similar situations from a football standpoint. I know there's a lot of extra things going around surrounding Maryland right now this week in the headlines. But trying to reestablish themselves, Illinois obviously has a great history. I don't know much about Maryland's long history, but they've been playing for more than a century as well, and they're trying to establish themselves in a tough conference.
Well, and for years, you know, the ACC is the basketball conference.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they were known for. I mean, the football teams were there. Maryland was certainly part of that tradition in the ACC for many years. Florida State, being a part of the ACC, they dominated in football then once they got in. So, and Notre Dame plays several ACC opponents, or at least they're required to play some along the way, even though they're nominally independent. So, but yeah, I mean, there's not, they've had success here and there. They've had some good years. Kind of similar to Illinois in the sense that I think it's known nationally and was for years as a basketball power, and they still are a basketball power, men's and women's basketball in particular. They've had some outstanding teams on the women's side. But, yeah, they get overlooked, I think, a little bit in the ACC with their football tradition. But they've had some good years, but they've been inconsistent, kind of like Illinois has been over the last several years.
And then this year, I think Maryland sees themselves as a bit inconsistent, but they've had a pretty solid defense.
They have. Defensively, their numbers are better than Illinois', as far as that goes. They've done better. And the other thing they have is kind of a feather in their cap is the win over Texas. I mean, that's at the time, nobody knew a lot about how good Texas might be. And now Texas has defeated Oklahoma in a shootout down in Dallas. And then, of course, they're ranked sixth in the country. So that's one big thing on their resume that Illinois does not have. But, yeah, those would be the two big differences. They have a big win over a highly thought-of opponent that beat Texas 2 years in a row, by the way, and also the fact that their defense has played better than Illinois has. Offensively, there's a lot of similarities. Both teams run the ball really well. They're in the top upper echelon of the Big Ten, both teams. Both teams have quarterback situations where maybe one is considered a better runner, the other is considered a better thrower, so there's some similarities there. So a lot more than we realize, I think.
And both have new offensive coordinators. However, in Maryland's situation, the offensive coordinator has also become the interim head coach in Matt Canada.
Right, and they've had a whole situation there with a culture, and I guess they came out with the news today or late last night about the report was leaked out. I know on your show you were talking about it yesterday with the guy from Maryland about maybe not a toxic culture, but maybe some questionable things that were done. And, of course, a few years ago we had the Tim Beckman story. And you had and talking to the Maryland folks, Johnny Holiday and the radio people out there, it was the same kind of thing in the sense that not necessarily what happened, but the situation where you had players who were recruited by DJ Durkin were very much behind him. Others who were not behind him. And there may be some hurt feelings, but also some situations with the strength coach at Maryland that were. So there's a little bit of a situation there. And right now Durkin's, suspended indefinitely or is on indefinite leave. And Matt Canada, who has been in the Big Ten before at various places, I think at Indiana and also graduated from Indiana, but also at Wisconsin and some different places in the Big Ten. So he's been a well-known commodity and does a pretty good job in a very tough situation, particularly the week after all this came out. Then they went out and beat Texas.
And his name was even thrown around as a possible offensive coordinator for Illinois before Rod Smith was hired. So he's got a good X's and O's mind.
A lot of people really look up to him and what he does at Maryland and what he's done with in a tough situation this year.
Indeed. Also, one other note, Trey Watson, former Illini linebacker, is now playing for Maryland, having a very good season. He was a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week at one point even.
He always made a lot of tackles. He seems to do that. He's similar, I think, to what Jake Hansen has been doing this year. Jake had the big first game with six tackles for loss, but hasn't had any since. but he's still second on the team in tackles. And that's kind of what Watson seems to do. He seems to make a lot of tackles, make a lot of plays, and he's doing that again at Maryland.
It's funny that you get to the NFL level, all the time guys are facing their former teams as they switch around, but that usually doesn't happen in conference. It's a very unusual situation for a player to face his former team in the regular season.
By the way, the other similarity between the two teams is the number of interceptions. Maryland and Illinois have basically the same number of interceptions, which is among the best in the country.
It'll probably come down to defense tomorrow. Let's take a look at the notebook here as Illinois and Maryland will kick from Maryland Stadium at 2:30.
Still been looking, and I don't know if you've had any luck looking, if Illinois has ever played a football game in the state of Maryland. If they did, I don't know if they ever played in Baltimore or anything like that. I was trying to rack my brain and think about it. Navy would be the other school that you would think of in Annapolis, Maryland. They did play Navy once, but it was here in Champaign in 1979. Reggie Corbin is from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, which is 24 miles southeast of College Park. So he'll have, I'm sure, some friends and family there to watch. And, of course, I think Reggie was a rugby player.
Oh, really?
There in that area, too. Chris Beatty is the co-offensive coordinator at Maryland.
No relation?
No, to Scott Beatty, but he did the same job at Illinois back in 2012 under Tim Beckman. You mentioned Trey Watson. As far as ACC well-known schools, of course, the ACC has expanded to wherever now, but Illinois 0-4 against North Carolina, 2-0 against Virginia, bowl games there, 0-1 versus Clemson in a bowl game. They have not played North Carolina State or Wake Forest, 1-1 against Duke. Those meetings went way back. And here's a stat Illinois is looking to change. Dating back to 2012, Illinois is 4-21 in October. So here's a chance to improve on that number coming up against Maryland this week, Minnesota next week. And the other interesting note for Maryland defensively, they had 5 interceptions in the game this year against Rutgers. 5 in one game. That's a big turnaround. The other thing on the Terps is they're perfect in the red zone this year. 15 out of 15. Every time they've been in the red zone, they've scored.
Be it touchdown or field goal?
Or field goal. Only team in the Big Ten to be perfect. One of only 7 in the country to be perfect. And the Illini with 1.86 interceptions per game, that leads the nation in number of interceptions per game, but they do have the same number as Maryland. So,
and I love he talked about that this week, that you know, he likes the interceptions. He wants to see more forced fumbles, wants to see the defense get on the ball a little bit more that way. But they're doing their part with the secondary.
Well, that's for sure. And the forced fumbles, you know, seem to get a lot more of those in the previous 2 years, but not as many this year. So we'll see what happens going out there for the first time, Maryland Stadium. We'll see how the attendance goes. I think it's supposed to rain out there tomorrow. But this is a chance here for Illinois. I know Maryland's favored, I think, in the ball game. But in the sense that this is a team that is similar to Illinois in a lot of ways. And the turnover battle, I think, is always key. I think it will be again tomorrow. So here's a chance here this week and next to get a couple more wins and show that improvement that Lovie Smith's looking for and the fans are looking for.
We're looking forward to hearing you tomorrow, Brian. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Safe,
thank you.
Safe travels. Yeah. The Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart, brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Brews, and Seven Saints. Local news next.